business, right-wing, conservative, fiscally conservative, guys like me automatically say, oh, wow, I got to support our laurels, and everyone should assume that we have to call our congressman again and tell them, do not vote for TPP. It's a disaster for America, and it's going to kill American jobs.
Well, I guess I take a much dimmer view of our Republicans because, you know, the
and every time it's the same math. It's like 400,000 new part-time jobs and like 200,000 full-time jobs eliminated. When you add the two together, it adds up to a positive 200,000 or change, and they report that as good news. All the good jobs are being eliminated. It's not that they're not being increased. They're being eliminated, and the replacements, and then some, double the replacements, are all part-time crappy jobs at low wages. But last month was even worse. You probably don't know this statistic. Forget about part-time, full-time. Here's the one I'm about to write about in the next couple hours. I've got to write this commentary for Glenn Beck's website, The Blaze. You know, and I think the title is going to be Native Americans Need Not Apply for Job. Remember those old signs that said, big, and they don't. You know, I'm surprised he didn't mention inflation being at zero. Well, it's not at zero levels, but none of those people count anymore because they're not collecting unemployment benefits. So the man lies about everything by telling the truth. What's that famous saying? You know, facts, and damn lies. Statistics, and damn lies. You can make up a statistic to support any lie you want. Everyone's got one if you manipulate the figures.
Well, and, you know, that takes me back to the Republicans, voting for this TPP. How could they possibly trust whatever the president says? And, you know, nobody's read the bill. WikiLeaks has got $100,000 posted for the release of the rest of the bill. And, you know, only five paragraphs, I believe, have anything to do with trade, and the rest is immigration and who knows what all. And how could the Republicans possibly trust this guy at this point, period?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, If you mug me once or pick my pockets once, then you can assume that if you're smart, you see the person coming and you'll assume you're going to get your pockets picked again. But if they do it to you twice, you'd be a complete idiot if you didn't assume that. If they do it to you three times, now you're like brain dead. You're a lobotomy victim if you don't realize that person that just robbed me is coming again and this time they won't rob me. If you believe that, you're an idiot. So the Republican Party would go along with Obama on TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, free trade treaty, that they would go along with that, assuming this time he's telling the truth when he told everyone, if you like your insurance, you can keep it, and if you like your doctor, you can keep them, and my Obamacare will lower the deficit, and it's going to create prosperity in America, and it's going to create jobs, and there won't be long waits for doctors. Everything he ever said was a lie. Everything.
I can't think
of
him.
And I can name you 20 other things, too, besides Obamacare. So how would you believe him on this one?
I can't think of anything that he's said so far that's the truth other than he was fundamentally going to change America.
Right. Well, take an example. Everything he says is a lie. So when he made that press conference in December of last year and he said, I'm giving amnesty to 5 million illegals, and it's no big deal. Every president's done this. You know, and he started naming the presidents that have done it, and it's the right thing to do, and it's just like the 1920s when so many Germans and Irish and Italians and Jews came here. It's all the same, and it's only 5 million people. Blah, 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 blah. All lies. I could refute everything he says. It's all lies. It's not like 1920. There was no welfare in 1920. There were no food stamps in 1920. There was no Social Security or Medicare in 1920. Everyone came here knowing they had to work or starve to death. Now they all come here after the federal government under Obama advertises in Mexico and Central America, come to America, and even though you're illegal, you'll get food stamps. So they're not coming here like 1920 to work. They're coming here to collect welfare. It's completely 100% different. They don't even speak English, and they want English free as a second language in school. They want their kids to get free education. They want free health care. They want free meals at school, breakfast and lunch for their kids. And then they actually have the nerve to look you in the face and say, well, that's not enough. You've got to give my kid a giant care package to get him through the weekend because we're not going to make them any food all weekend long. They'll starve. Really? So then who wants you in America? Why can't someone stand up and say, I'm not against immigration. All of you should come if you never want welfare. We'll take care of everyone. You can come on into the country as long as you're educated, you speak English, you take a test, you know American history, and you sign a contract that you will never accept welfare or food stamps or any aid from the government. If you do that, I welcome you. But why would you want to let someone into your country that's going to steal from the people that are already here and raise our taxes? You'd have to be an idiot. So all you have to say from now on is Democrats are for illegal immigration. Republicans, we believe you should come. We love immigrants, but you can't collect welfare. Then you can come in. Otherwise, seal the border, and the only people get in are those who won't collect welfare. That's the answer that wins the election, and they never seem to say it. Nobody ever mentions that it's a welfare issue. It's not an immigration issue.
Wow. I mean, it's just incredible. You know, but I believe things are changing. I think things are turning around because I believe that because of guys like you and radio stations like us that are cropping up across the country that are actually telling the truth, and people are getting involved more at the local level, you know, state of Jefferson up here in Northern California is an example. You know, I think the tide will turn, but I think we also need to feel a lot of pain before we get where we need to be.
Well, listen, I don't want to be the one who always says the negative stuff, but I always tell you the truth. You know me. That's what I'm good for, is raw truth.
Yep.
And here's where I disagree with you. I agree with you that more people have their eyes open than ever before. I agree with you. It's because of radio shows like this. So, you know, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. I agree it's because of Drudge Report and the Internet. I agree people know things they didn't used to know 30 years ago when all you got for your news was the NBC Evening News and the New York Times. So the Internet and conservative radio have definitely educated people, and more people know what's going on than ever before. And what was the result? A landslide against Obama in November. A conservative, historic landslide. So all that's good, and that's where I agree with you. Where I disagree with you is it doesn't matter. If you have a madman and a tyrant in charge who thinks he's the dictator of America and his goal is to change America, fundamentally change America, as he said from the beginning, that he ignores the landslide, makes believe it never happened, and acts as if he wanted a landslide and passes everything he ever wanted from the day of that landslide till today. That's what's happened, folks. So the fact that we all woke up and more people are educated because of your show, great, and we all voted the right way, great, and it was an historic, massive landslide for every level of office, great. Tell me what we've gained since then. We've lost every single issue we fought since then, with the possible exception of what you just mentioned at the top of the show, Trans-Pacific Partnership, otherwise known as TPP. We only won a very short-term victory. They're going to come back and they're going to pass that as sure as I'm sitting here. So therefore, we've won nothing. Obama's done everything he ever wanted to do as if he wanted a landslide since he lost in a landslide in November because there are a bunch of cowards and weaklings opposing him in the Republican Party.
Well, I agree with that, and I'll tell you what, that's why we need to ramp up the pressure on these guys and either get them out of there and get somebody in there who's going to do something.
You believe in individualism, rugged individualism, and you make it in America based on you, not the government. They don't know that. They've never been here. So that's why he's flooding it, to change the population and change the makeup of the electorate. And it's a real problem, and it's hard to find good politicians because who'd want to run when your name gets savaged in the media day and night and your kids see that? And guys like me who are businessmen, you know, I can't run. You know, everyone keeps asking, why aren't you running? The U.S. Senate seat is open. Harry Reid here in Nevada has it. But does he have a chance at getting elected? I would say probably not. I would say the average person doesn't want a billionaire to be elected, and they'll complain. You know, I always hear the same thing. Oh, he's not a smart businessman. He's went bankrupt four times. Let me tell you something. First of all, he himself's worth, I think, $6 to $8 billion. So if you want to criticize him, well, you're worth $10,000. You're an idiot. That's number one. Number two, yeah, four of his businesses did declare bankruptcy. So what? That's like the way they criticized poor Mitt Romney. The guy's worth $300 million, and they criticized him because they said so many of the companies he took over went broke. Folks, that's called business. It's rough out there. And one out of every 10 make it, 9 fail. So if you're good and you're worth $1 billion, it probably means you've started 10 businesses and 9 have failed. And the one that worked, I'm a fairly libertarian guy, and yet I found a few things I can't stand about Rand Paul. Scott Walker at this point is probably my number one man at this moment. I'd vote for him over anyone else. And he said something the other day. He supports the TPP. And give you free contraception and free health care and free schools and free medical and free everything. Wow, is that an easy sell? Anyone could sell that. You don't need a good salesman to sell that. But we have the hardest sale in the world to convince people that capitalism works and that you can't take the rich people's money, because if you do, then nothing works anymore. The whole country goes to hell because there are no jobs. They're the only ones who know how to create them. That's a tough sell. So you better get a good salesman representing our message, the conservative message.
Yeah, and there's a, you know, the difference between the super rich like Goldman Sachs and, you know, Blank Fine and
Diamond. And a Wayne Root. A big difference.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're confusing the two. I mean,
well, on purpose. That's how they get away with it, folks. You know, I heard Hillary Clinton's speech for president just yesterday was all about, you know, taking the money away from these bad, bad rich people who make billions of dollars a quarter, not even a year, a quarter, like Warren Buffett. I think he made $14 billion last year. So, you know, that's her speech. And then when you ask her what's the solution, she'd probably say, oh, well, we need to dramatically raise taxes on people who make more than $200,000 a year. Well, what has $200,000 a year got to do with $13 billion last year by Warren Buffett? Those two are on the same planet. $200,000 a year is a doctor, a lawyer, a professional, a small business owner, a family farmer. And those are the people you want to spend that money to make the American economy go. But someone who makes $14 or $13 billion a year, well, you only need a few hundred thousand to live. So what are they doing with the rest of their money? They can afford a tax hike. But the rest of us can't. So stop trying to superimpose, bait and switch and scam us by making it look like a guy who makes $250,000 a year is the same as Warren Buffett. That's the scam Democrats pull off to play Robin Hood.
Well, and they're the cronyism is ridiculous at that level as well. I mean, you got Buffett and you know, look at Diamond, the guy. You know, these guys plead guilty to felony criminal charges on bank fraud, basically,
and make billions.
Yeah, they make $480 billion instead of going to jail, and they pay a fine of 10%, and then they move on to the next project, and you know there's no prosecution at that level of any of the guys that are really doing the damage.
Well, here's the last thing I'll say, and then you guys know I've got to run because I'm just against the clock here, and I promised my 7-year-old daughter I'd take her to a daddy-daughter morning here where we're having some pottery made. So daddy's got to go fulfill his promises. But Obamacare, you know, when you talk about lies and you talk about who should go to jail, forget the banks and forget Diamond and all those people. Let's move beyond that. I think the guy who needs to go to jail is Barack Obama.
I agree.
There's the guy who stood in front of the country and said, if you like your doctor, you can keep him and the prices won't go up. And he lied about everything. And I'm the perfect example because health insurance company has no idea how much money I make. I don't show them my tax return, nor do they even ask me, even, you know, without any proof. Do they just say on their form, how much money do you make? They don't ask that question. So, therefore, they must assume I'm an average middle-class person. And thank God I make decent money. I'm not an average middle-class person. But my health insurance under Obama has gone from $500 a month to $1,700 a month.
Wow.
Now, you explain to me, I can afford the $1,007, but it means I'll go out to eat less, which hurts the economy. It means my wife gets less dresses, I get less suits. It means my kids get less toys. The entire economy is hurt by the money coming out of my bank account for health insurance that's tripled. But you tell me how an average middle-class family could afford that same bill of $1,700 a month. It's impossible. But that bill's going out to millions and millions of people who don't make as much money as me. So you wonder why the economy is so bad. I'm the guy who was screaming last November, December, and this past January. Every single newscast I turned to said, because gas prices are way, way down, that means there's going to be an economic boom and consumers have a windfall of all time and they're going to spend like crazy and the economy will recover. And I kept saying, no, you guys are so dumb, you don't get it. I'm saving $100 a month on gas and I'm spending an extra $1,000 a month on health insurance. That's a negative $900. There's no big consumer boom or windfall because gas prices are slightly down. $100 a month doesn't do you any good when you're spending an extra $1,000 a month on health care. And I even forgot to mention taxes are dramatically up. So when you add in all the things that are up versus the $100 a month you save on gas, which isn't there anymore, by the way, because gas prices went back up, of course that's the reason why there is no consumer spending. They're all like, oh my gosh, I don't get it. Where did all that windfall go? How come nobody spent any money? It's because they don't have any money left after paying for the increase in health insurance that doubled or tripled. These are the lies being told in the media every day, and this is why I wrote the book, The Murder of the Middle Class. That's what's happening to America. They're bankrupting the middle class. Everyone is helpless and hopeless and desperate and dependent on government, and then they have to vote for Democrats like Barack Obama to give them a free welfare check or free health care. That's the whole game plan in this country today, folks. The murder of the middle class.
Well, hey, we really appreciate you coming back on, Wayne, and we'll love to have you back because we love your perspective and your energy.
Hey, thank you very much for everyone to find out where they can kind of contact me or learn more about me. My website is rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. All my commentaries are free. You sign up there and you get them free for the rest of all time. And my book is The Murder of the Middle Class. It's available at Amazon as we speak right now.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Okay, I guess with that we have should go to a break here and then come back and we'll analyze even more.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North Shore.
The network wants to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Linda Scott, on the spot.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion and Wind River Casino. On the Spot, Thursdays from 6 to 7. Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
They've been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-678-4730. That's 1-800-678-4730. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-678-4730. That's 1-800-678-4730.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. I'll tell you what, that's what we got, is a Foggy Mountain Breakdown going.
Just a little bit.
I'll tell you, it's not really foggy, but there's a breakdown.
Foggy Bottom Breakdown.
Yeah, there you
go.
Well, we just had Wayne Allen Root on the show, and he's always, I'll tell you what, full of energy.
Yeah, if nothing else, you walk away with some energy from him, that's for sure.
Yeah, that whole thing about illegal immigrations being the majority of the jobs, I didn't know that. You know, anymore, it's unbelievable. People better start getting mad. They better quit giving their congressman a pass. Just like this whole thing with Doug LaMafia voting for the TPP. Really? And then she's got her staffer running, you know, cover for him. You know, oh, gee, it's not as bad as it is, and they should vote for this, and, you know.
How can you say that when you don't even know what it is? We don't even know what's in it. It's all behind secret closed doors.
But it's good, because who said it was?
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, Paul Ryan, you know, Paul Pelosi Ryan basically saying, oh, well, we got to pass it, you know, and of course, Doug LaMafia is, gee, we don't, you don't understand. You're too dumb.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, you're just too dumb, and you don't get it, and we're supposed to trust Obama, even though the he's lied about everything under the sun, but somehow or another,
all of a sudden he's going to tell the truth.
Doug LaMafia is the great Karnak now, right? He hasn't read the bill. Has he read the bill?
Well, nobody has. Really, right?
Well, I think they were allowed to read it, but they weren't allowed to publish it or tell anybody about it. You know, they even threatened Jeff Sessions with criminal charges, you know. And so it's just...
Yeah, if it's so great, but the public can't know what's in it, and we can't talk about it, and we can't release any information. But I promise, it's all good for you.
Well, and I've got a TPP email from a Freedom of Information Act here that shows, how one chemical company CEO was so pleased with the rules set by the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal that he joked about making a royalty payment to the U.S. government officials before bragging these rules are our rules. In other words, you know, the 400 pages of confidential emails released between industry advisors and USTR, the Office of the United States Trade Representative, is the U.S. government agency responsible for developing the United States trade policy. You know, they're thinking it's really funny, because they're going, well, we should be paying royalties to the U.S. government because they're so in our bag. You know, this is the agreement that's going to be good for the American people.
And the guy's up there bragging about it, and people aren't paying attention or what? I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so, you know, but it's the Republicans against the Democrats. You know, it's like I'm so tired of that paradigm. It's unbelievable. No, it's us against the politicians. Yes. Our guy is no better
than us against the government.
Yeah, I mean, he stabs us in the back at every turn. You know,
and he's not the only one. There's a lot of them up there. That's the problem. You know, they're all doing the dance up there at the top level.
And what they get, what they care about is getting reelected. They don't feel any fear from their constituents up here, because
no
they think
pressure.
There's no pressure. You know, so they're going to get reelected. So they don't really care. It's pound sand. We're going to do whatever we think is best for us. You know, our reelection campaign and what is easiest for us. And then we got their little minion staffers running around running cover for them. Not to mention any names, but Aaron Ryan comes to mind. And so it's not good, but I don't know. We'll see what happens in the long run here. I think that this is going to ratchet up and it's going to get ugly. And there's you know, I don't know. So the House did kill the bill
for now.
And so the Democrats actually voted for it to protect their union guys. So they voted for it to protect.
Well, how messed up have we become that happened? They voted for it to stop it, which is good, but for the wrong reason, because they're afraid of losing the jobs. I mean, how twisted up is our government?
Pretty twisted up. We got the best government money can buy, you know, and so it's just not good. Now, let's move on to a couple other things here. We've kind of beat that horse to death, I believe. But the beatings have just started.
There's a lot more horses to beat, I guess, you know? Move on to the next one.
Yeah,
this
isn't going to go away anytime soon. So, we're going to start holding these politicians accountable, period, because you can't, oh, gee, we're conservative and we're here for you guys. And everybody overwhelmingly says, don't vote for the TPP. And what does Doug LaMafia do? He votes for it. Does he care what we have to say? Because it was overwhelming. His constituents were saying no.
Right.
So I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway. So
let's move on.
Do you have any? Let's try to, because we had Wayne from the top. Let's kind of start the show over here a little bit here.
Okay, go to the beginning.
My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our truck.
I know
sovereign.
Nothing.
Very good, Bob. We're streaming worldwide. Go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Sovereign Minds on Facebook. So, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at Bonneview Baptist. I'm sorry, Destiny Fellowship. I slipped out.
It's hard after so many years of doing it. It just automatically rolls off the tongue sometimes.
It's 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. Tea Party meets every Monday night. Limited government, fiscal responsibility. Start following the Constitution. Our elected official.
Go. Just move along, folks.
Nothing to see here. Jefferson. Anyway, if you guys want more information, you can also go to the Shasta Lantern, and that's at www.shastalantern.net, I believe it is. And what else have you got? You got any?
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, I got some announcements, but on Monday night we have Greg Watkins at the tea party.
Isn't he the mayor of Shasta Lake City?
Yes, he is. And we're going to be talking about water in the North State. And so, you know, the raising of the dams and things like that. So it may be something good to come out. I just want to remind people, you know, today is Flag Day.
It's Flag Day.
It's Flag Day.
Should we be flying our flags?
Yeah, we should be flying. Not that we don't.
Should we fly our flags furiously?
Yeah. There you go. Also, it's 240 years for the Army, so happy birthday to the Army out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Hoorah. Oh, that's the Marines. Never mind.
You should know that.
I know.
You weren't Marine.
No, I was Army.
Yeah. Hello, McFly. Anyhow, at 6:30 tonight.
I'm going to give her the Benny Hill salute here pretty soon.
At the Shasta Outlets, we are welcoming home the guys that went back to D.C. We have 9 of them that are coming in that are from the Veterans Home. And that's at 6:30 at the Shasta Outlets in Anderson down by the Western store. We're giving them a nice big welcome home. So if you can find time, I know it's hot out there, folks, but you know, if you could just be there and stand with a flag or just to say welcome home to them, that would be great. And then we have, I just got this one, the Korean War Veterans Appreciation Luncheon coming on the 26th. Well, it's the 26th annual. Let me rephrase that. 26th annual event. It's going to happen June 20th. That's a Saturday at noon at Anderson VFW post number 9650. That's at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. So if you want more information on that, give Kim Chamberlain a call at 227-6432. And, of course, we have Sea to Shining Sea coming up at the end of August. That's where we're taking 6 veterans back to Arlington to intern them. We are looking for sponsorships. We're riding across from here all the way back to Arlington. It'll be a wonderful time. So if you're interested in sponsoring somebody or getting more information, you can give me a call at 221-0101 or Fred at 226-9900.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. We got a little couple minutes before the top of the hour, and I'm still going to talk a little bit more about this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. WikiLeaks just released another part of it, and it says this: the healthcare annex, according to WikiLeaks, seeks to regulate state schemes for medicine and medical device. Well, wait a minute. I thought this was a trade agreement. It forces healthcare authorities to give big pharmaceutical companies more information about national decisions on public access to medicine and grants corporations greater power to challenge decisions they perceive as harmful to their interests. Can you say big pharma here, anybody?
Yeah. Well, in the chat room, maybe I should clarify this, that Doug didn't vote for the TPP.
I'm sorry.
He voted for the TPA,
which is the prerequisite, the fast track for the TPP.
There you go. We just want to get that clarified.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But, it's still basically the same thing. He's given more power to the president and trusting the president's word. And, if you read the TPA, which you can read the TPA, and we did read some of it, it does give power to the president. It does strengthen the executive office's power to do whatever he pretty much wants. And it creates a king, and we become the king's chattel. Basically.
Well, it gives no check system to the president on executive orders and stuff, correct? Am I right on that? On the TPA? That he can just do whatever he wants when he
wants? Pretty much. It forces an up or down vote on the whole thing at some point. But why would you give this? Why would you give any more power to this SOB? Okay? Why would you give any more power to this lion SOB? Okay? And that's the truth. Whether you like it or not, he's a liar and he is treasonous. Okay, and there's going to be more and more stuff coming out on his treasonous activity.
Yeah, and he's taken power that he's not even entitled to and running with it. Why should we give him,
he's spitting on the Constitution. That's the truth. Whether anybody likes it or not, he is spitting on the Constitution. He doesn't care about American rights.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to cut us off here shortly at the top of the hour, so stay tuned. We have more information coming after the break. So this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The prosecutor investigating the escape of those two murderers from a northern New York prison says the men plan to have a prison employee drive them 7 hours away. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says the woman accused of helping the inmates escape told investigators she knew where to pick them up, but not their destination. Wiley tells CNN the tailor shop instructor Joyce Mitchell backed out to avoid hurting her husband. Search for the two men continues. The federal government will ease much of the debt of students who attended the now-defunct Corinthian colleges.
The announcement comes as part of a new plan which could cost taxpayers upwards of $3.6 billion. Corinthian Colleges was one of the largest for-profit schools when it almost collapsed last year and became a symbol of fraud in the world of higher education as well as student loans. The latest plan expands debt relief to students who attended a now-closed school as far back as a year ago. It also streamlines the process for students whose schools were sold but believe they were victims of fraud.
SRN's Jeremy House. Former Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh says he will not enter the race to replace retiring Republican Dan Coats.
A source familiar with the situation tells the Hill newspaper that Bayh is not interested in trying to win his old seat back in the U.S. Senate. Instead, he plans to focus on helping Hillary Clinton win the White House. Bayh would have been a tough candidate to beat in Indiana, where he remains popular, has high name recognition, and nearly $10 million still sitting in his campaign war chest. In 2010, Senator Bayh decided against running for a third term in the U.S. Senate, citing frustration over gridlock in Congress. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Hillary Clinton in Iowa on the day after her high-profile New York kickoff. She's trying to build an organizational edge in the state as some of her lesser-known Democratic rivals clamor for attention in Iowa. This is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, waking at night to go, even longer time in the bathroom. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-2805. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-2805. That's 1-800-859-2805. Call 1-800-859-2805.
The European Space Agency and its comet lander Philae are now talking to each other. The probe became the first spacecraft to land on a comet when it touched down on the surface of 67P back in November. The German Aerospace Center, which operates the probe, says it has communicated with the ground team. We talked to them for about 85 seconds late last night, downloading a lot of data. An Afghan official says four people, including a district chief, have been killed in a roadside bomb in a region of northern Afghanistan that had been largely peaceful until this morning. A spokesman for the governor of northern Takhar province says the bomb killed the chief Iskahim, the chief of the Iskahim district, as well as a police officer and two of his bodyguards, the Taliban claiming responsibility. The 14-year insurgency by the Taliban is spreading now to from its strongholds in the south on into the northern portions of the country. This is SRN News. A Republican governor says President Obama's approach to foreign policy has backfired. SRN's Greg Clugston reports.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says President Obama's decision to lead from behind on the world stage has empowered other nations at the expense of the United States.
Russia's on the advance in Eastern Europe. China's on the advance in Asia. Iran is in the advance in the Middle East. This is what happens when America creates a void.
And in the battle against Islamic State, Jindal told the Salem Radio Network that the president doesn't have a strategy and is quick to say what the U.S. won't do instead of what it will do. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Today is Sunday, June the 14th, the 165th day of 2015. There are 200 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1777, the Continental Congress meeting in Philadelphia adopted the original design of the Stars and Stripes, specifying a flag containing 13 red and white stripes and 13 stars. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll be right back.
do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good second half of the hour, Cyber Minds. Yes.
We're moving right along.
Sunday. And today is, what is today? It is
June 14th.
Wow.
Yeah. While we're on that, I want to thank everybody that came out and helped support at our rummage sale the last couple days. Thank you very much. The community, once again, has helped us out.
Very good. Very good. So let's see. Let's play that clip from Russian television here on Max Kaiser. A little interview. This is kind of an interesting thing. Go ahead, Bob.
Here's why people should care. Powerful corporations. Take Goldman Sachs, a big player at Bilderberg and a big player in your life.
Goldman Sachs helps finance companies, institutions, cities, and states to grow.
It also helps finance politicians, their foundations, and campaigns. American presidential candidates, including Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, are in the pocket of Wall Street's most successful bank. To Hillary first, her son-in-law is a former Goldman Sachs employee. He runs a hedge fund, which received money from Goldman Sachs' CEO. Well, Goldman Sachs has also reportedly donated $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. Let's go to Jeb Bush. His fundraising campaign was organized by Goldman Sachs Foundation head Dina Powell. And she just happened to serve in the White House under his brother, President George W. Bush. Jeb's fundraising advisor is also from Goldman Sachs. Interesting, right? Let's bring Wall Street's biggest fan in, Max Kaiser from London, of course, of the Kaiser Report. Max, good to see you. Clinton, Bush, Goldman Sachs. Who needs who more in this love triangle?
Well, the connection between Wall Street and Washington is pretty clear. For example, it's legal to trade on inside information in Washington based on tips from Wall Street, something that the ordinary person doesn't have the ability to do. But if you look back, Anissa, going back to 1978, I think this is a really good example of how this relationship works. At the time, Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, and the Tyson Food Processing Company needed to journal or to send a bribe to Bill Clinton to change some legislation to affect the Tyson Food Company, which the biggest employer in Arkansas at that time. So they used a company called Revco, a notoriously corrupt brokerage firm, who did a commodities futures account in Hillary Clinton's name. And she opened this account with, this is all documented by the Commodity Futures Exchange, by the way. She opened an account with $1,000, and within a few months it was worth $100,000. And we now know by piecing together the records that the trades were done by a third party who was engaged in what we used to call on Wall Street look-back trades. A look-back trade is when you put on a not that sophisticated, but you're putting on a simultaneous bet on an option or a futures, betting that it'll go up and down at the same time, but without giving an account number. And then at the end of the day, depending on whether it's a negative or a positive sum, you give the account number. If it's positive, you put it into a Hillary Clinton account, and therefore you complete the bribe, which ends up in Bill Clinton's pocket, which ends up satisfying the needs of the Tyson Chicken Company. If it's a negative bet, then you put it into a corporation that needs a taxable loss for that quarter. So it doesn't matter if it's a winner or a loser. It's still profitable. I used to do this on myself when I was working on Wall Street, working for firms on Wall Street. All the time. It's a fairly common practice. It's completely illegal, but it's very common. And this is one way Goldman Sachs, for example, and Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush would work together. They manipulate markets. They abuse markets. They channel essentially slush fund money. They give them loans that are forgivable, special terms that are payable only if certain laws or regulations are changed in
Max,
the future. They're contingent.
Yep. Max, I have to ask you, and this, forgive me, this question might be blatantly obvious, but if it's illegal, common, and also something that's documented back to the 70s, how is it able to keep happening election after election?
There are no laws that are applicable on Wall Street because the way that the laws are adjudicated or the function of the keeping the industry honest are by regulators that are staffed by brokers and bankers. It's called self-regulation. And so there is, here in the city of London, it's a notorious cesspit of fraud, but it's self-regulated. All of the major scandals have gone through London, AIG, Lehman Brothers, the London Whale, because there's the worst regulatory environment in the world in terms of oversight for fraud. That's why most countries and most banks outsource their fraud to the city of London. And this goes back many, many decades, and it's a very interesting relationship between Washington and, but I would imagine, Anissa, specifically in the case of Bush and Clinton with Goldman Sachs, the quid pro quo here is that they'll make them a slush fund loan, and if contingent on them deregulating some market, that'll make Goldman a lot of money. That's only, if they don't get into office and change the law, then they'll have to pay back that loan, but of course they'll figure out a way to foist that onto the taxpayer through some other channel. It's a way to, there's no price for money, there's no law, but it's been going on for decades. I know firsthand, having been involved in hundreds and hundreds of these situations myself.
And it's obviously, there is obviously no law. Not just an American problem. You mentioned London. I want to ask you though, what is the agenda of a company, the most successful bank on Wall Street, of Goldman Sachs, outright?
Besides the obvious agenda, I'm not sure that the obvious, but, well, what happens, Anissa, a lot of times is when people make more than a certain amount of money, they develop a God complex. And so I think at some point, Lloyd Blankfein, who runs Goldman Sachs, or Jamie Dimon, who runs J.P. Morgan, genuinely believes, and Blankfein said this himself, he said he's doing God's work. He believes that he is uniquely endowed to, and that this is the way he justifies committing fraud, that justifies the enormous wealth and income gaps, justifies the bank's participation, destroying the society and economy of America and leading to disenfranchisement and riots, because he believes in his heart of hearts that he's doing God's work. He's the Mother Teresa of slush funds. That's what he believes in his mind. And you need to be self-deluding to that extent. To be able to successfully carry yourself and commit these massive frauds on a daily basis.
All right, Max Kaiser of the Kaiser Report with us in the now from London. Thanks so much, Max.
Wow.
Sure.
There you have it. Excuse me. And we, you know, get more information the more we see how these bribes are taking place. And, you know, right now I'm looking at the fast track hands monopoly money to private banks permanently. Now, I guess that just didn't get put into the mix here either. And so, you know, looking at the report from the BOE, you know, what's happening here is that this is actually part of this is to put money in the hands of the bankers, which is kind of interesting. And you can go to the website is ellenbrown.com and the web of debt blog and read the article, Fast Track Hands the Monopoly Money to Private Banks Permanently. Now, I just want to know, is that the part that Doug LaMafia was for or against? Or, wait a minute, he voted for it, so he can't be against it, so I guess he's for it. But unless he didn't read the bill, and then I guess we got to wait for it to be passed to see how much money we're handing to the banks. And, you know, the WikiLeaks released 17 key documents related to the TISA. And so I suggest that maybe our congressman should go read those or his staffer to reveal to us.
Well, you would have thought that they had already done that, but maybe not so much.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, what's the problem here? I mean, let's just vote for something that we either don't know anything about or we're in the pocket of somebody
and
again, we do know all about.
Yeah, and give more power to and money to the banks, huh?
Isn't that interesting? Oh, hmm. Anyway, with that, let's...
Oh, we got a big circle going. And we're circling around. I guess what, we need to go to a break, Bob, and then we'll pick some more stuff up on the other side of the break. If you want to call in, the number here is 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
No one all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through.
The Shasta District Fair, June 17th through the 20th. Save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. Go to ShastaDistrictFair.com to purchase your advance tickets now and save. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 17th.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PBA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
Hello, my name is Dick Fighton, and I'm president of Shasta Country MOA. Military Officers Association of America is a national organization with approximately 380,000 members. Our membership consists of military officers from all branches of the military. The purpose of MOA is to lobby Congress to maintain our military levels, protect our pay for our active duty personnel, benefits for active duty personnel, pay and benefits for retired personnel. They also support VA clinics and hospitals and many more issues too numerous to mention here. I'm appealing to all military officers to join MOA to help preserve the military you knew. Our local chapter of MOA, Shasta Country MOA, is a group of dedicated officers who participate in our community by providing scholarships and serving on many local community boards and committees. Please call Dick Fighton, 530-945-7975.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Mind Radio. Hard to talk when you got a donut in your mouth. Just saying.
Are you saying there may be some dirty laundry somewhere with some of these folks?
Oh, no. Mr. LaMafia is one of us, isn't he? Or is he?
Good question.
Maybe he's one of you. Maybe he's one of them. I don't know.
I don't know. Some clarification would be nice, maybe.
Go to the New Republic at thenewrepublic.com and you know, look at the information there on the scariest trade deal nobody's talking about. Just suffered a big leak. Wow. This was posted just before on June 4th, just before the vote. Interestingly enough, and it talks about how the documents were declassified, 17 key related documents, including 11 full chapters under negotiation. And that though the outline of this agreement has been placed for nearly a year, these documents were supposed to remain classified for 5 years after being signed. An example of the secrecy surrounding the agreement, which even outstrips the TPP. This is what our congressman voted for.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you're thinking, okay, so why would he vote for this again? This is for our, this is in our best interest. This is what we want. We want secrecy and a document from a liar of a president who's probably treasonous. Let's just vote for and give him unlimited authority. That'll work.
There's not going to be any problem come out of that, right?
Can you say Achtung? Maybe.
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 I believe we have Charles on the line. Good morning, Charles. Are you there?
Yes.
You have a question or comment for us this morning?
Well, I happened to hear LaMalfa giving an interview just hours before he cast his infamous, before he did his best impersonation of, I can hardly pronounce the guy's first name, but the last name is Quisling. Those of us who know something about World War II history know something about Quisling and how he sold out the Norwegian people by ordering the coastal defenses to stand down, but that's a matter for a whole other discussion. He was LaMalfa in this interview on another station was pledging his allegiance. I mean, he was promising not only to sign onto TPA, which is Fast Track, but also to the TPP. And he was saying, he was personally uncomfortable with all the secrecy, blah, blah, blah. He said, this is going to be really good for agriculture. So, there's been, been getting some internet rumors. So evidently, if your source of information is not the mainstream media, it's an internet rumor, according to Mr. LaMalfa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pledging his allegiance to the, to the TPP, and it sounded a lot like he was getting his talking. I don't think he's read the damn thing either. I think he's just gotten a bunch of talking points from Boehner, and Boehner, like, what's his name, Don Corleone, or whatever his name was, get the mafia music ready,
Mike
was,
I never wanted
making
this
him
for
an
you.
Offer he could not refuse.
You know, I mean, and I
can hardly hear you.
I know, let me see if I can, I'm not sounding too good here, Bob. There you go. That's better. The real deal is that if he's all for this, and he hasn't read the bill, then what's going on there, Mr. LaMafia Pelosa? And I don't know. I mean, I think this needs to be aired out. I don't think we can keep covering and running cover for this guy. He needs to be exposed for what he is. And if he's not one of us if he's voting for this stuff. And just because it comes on the internet doesn't mean it's not true, because we all know that everything on mainstream media is true, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, or anything that comes down from the Republican Party. Oh, it's gospel, right? They've been just stellar the last few years.
Or anything that comes out from President Obama-lini, get the Avi Duce music ready. Duce, remember, if you ever seen any film footage of crowds in Italy?
Oh, yeah, with
Mussolini. Duce.
That was Mussolini, yeah, absolutely.
Yep, and he ruled by executive fiat, too.
Oh,
and he was a dictator, too.
Oh. Well, there's a joke.
It sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
There was a joke about what you get when you cross a potato with a politician and,
a dictator?
A dictator, yeah. moving right along, but I'm bumped. I think we have Terry on the line, too. Are you there, Terry?
I am, but boy, the phone lines, I agree with Charles. It's terrible. It's very hard to hear.
Well, I don't know. I guess Bob's doing his best here.
Okay, buddy.
Apologize.
Just saying. I mean, so.
Well, thanks for letting us know that. I think he's working on it over there.
Over when you're done talking, because I cannot hear you.
Okay. The noise seems to be on Charles's line.
Maybe. Have you got anything else, Charles? If not, then maybe it'd be better if you shut off the line there, because that's what the interference is coming
from. Not on the TPP, but there's a protest coming up against RU's bait and switch plan this coming Tuesday city council meeting. And apparently a lot of people are not happy with the McConnell 4 and how they're trying to foist this upon us.
Well, we'll have to make sure everybody gets there. Everybody get to the city council meeting on Tuesday, and let's hold these guys accountable. The McConnell 4 now, I guess. Is that like the Chicago 2 or... I'm not sure. The Chicago 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's the McConnell 4 now. Very good.
Hey, and that's at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, Charles?
Yep.
Very good. Thanks, Charles.
Okay.
Well, we hate to get you off here, but I think your line is screwing up the radio here. Okay. Are you off there, Charles?
I am, my friend. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, okay.
All right. Very good.
Hey, you know, all this talk about the congressman and everything, you know, maybe we just don't understand. We're not smart enough to really understand this stuff, and we don't really understand.
Speak for yourself, Terry.
Yes, I am being sarcastic. The thing is that I guess one of the things I'd like to see now, is there an email out there, anybody, of why he did what he did? I'd love to see that one.
Well, it's good for the rice farmers.
Yeah, right. Well, I think a lot of it is, I know that on Red's program this morning, he was talking about, he's read it, and from what Charles said and from what Red has said and from we've researched, I wonder if the congressman even read the thing.
I don't think so, Terry, because I was there when Red was reading it, and I was, my mouth just dropped open,
yeah.
You know, and I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like the analogy Red used about the little boy walking out and peeing on the rug, and because he did that, you give him a lollipop. And, you know, that seems to be the situation here. To me, I'm amazed how these guys are just voting against their constituents, number one. And number two, I'm really amazed at the fact that there's nobody out there saying, or I would hope maybe somebody would call into the program if you're out there and give us the side of it that the congressman, how he's justifying these votes. And not with rhetoric, how we don't understand and how, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, what was actually in the bill, you know, something actually pertinent to passing the law.
There you go. And that's the thing. So, you know, I'm tired of the condescending thing that we get from these guys that, you know, well, you know, you don't know all the issues. Well, yeah, we should know all the issues, and it sounds to me like you don't know all the issues, and if you do, then explain it to us. You see,
well, Terry, it's really hard to know all the issues when the trade agreement is a total secret, and the only way you get any information is get it leaked out so that you can actually read part of the bill, because the rest of it you might actually get prosecuted if you reveal it. So,
I don't understand you guys. You got a problem with this, that you want all the information and know what's in it?
Well, here's the bottom line, and to everyone that's listening, and I would hope somebody would call in and maybe try to, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you know why the congressman did what he did, why don't you enlighten the rest of us?
Because explain it to us.
Really, really and truly, let's just call it what it is. It's not up to us to understand or justify a position. It's up to him. It's not up to us to where we get, oh, you know, it's a little too complicated. You really wouldn't understand. Oh, no, no. It's your job that we hired you for and pay you for to make us understand.
We're just supposed to trust them, Terry.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, now did you guys talk about this this little gift we got from heaven about Senator Ted Gaines and Brian Daly doing an open house? Do you know about that?
I heard about that. I haven't got
the
dates.
And everything,
yeah,
buddy.
Go ahead and give us the intro.
Okay. Senator Ted Gaines and Assemblyman Brian Daly, everybody, for an open house. Now, an open house means you have free speech. An open house means you have First Amendment rights, folks, period, under the law. Number two, Wednesday, July 1st, 2015, 10 a.m., to 11:30 a.m. It's 1670 Market Street, suite number 244 in Reading. That's Ted Gaines and Assemblyman Brian Daly in an open house, which is a public, not private, forum. So come armed with the First Amendment.
Very good. Very good. I think everybody should kind of show up there and maybe hold our elected officials accountable for a change.
I agree. You know, and the thing is, you know, for me, really and truly, it is time. I am so tired of this condescending stuff to where we just aren't smart enough. No, I think there's probably people out here that are smarter. And the other thing is again, okay, folks, if you got any information on this and why the congressman is voting on these past three issues like he did, including the thing with Boehner, including the fact that his staff up until the minute he was in, taking his vote, didn't know how he was going to vote. Yet, we get an email a week before telling us from a low-level staffer that, oh my gosh, you know, he, don't call because he's already voted. We already know which way he's going to vote. It was done at a conference vote back in November. Yet his chief of staff and nobody else knows in Washington? I mean, good grief. Where do we draw the line here? How long do we let the little boy walk in the room and pee on the floor and give him a lollipop? Sorry.
That's all right. I get it. I know. So
anyway, great program, guys, and you guys are amazing. What you do, and both of you, and thanks for everything. And I'm done with my morning rant, I believe.
Well, thanks for the call.
But I'd sure like to hear the other side. I'm all ears. So come on, folks, call in if you've got, if anybody out there, is on a staff or anything, they sure could call in and let us know why he did this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to know.
Yeah, get some clarification on what's going on so maybe we can kind of understand.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, he might even be owed an apology. What an opportunity.
I'll be the first one to
call in then.
I'll be the first one to say I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to a break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back here and we got another half hour of the show and we'll finish it up with some other of the news headlines and we'll stop beating this horse for now.
So if you want to call in and take the challenge, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth.
Hey, it's Fat Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, community radio for the North State, holding politicians accountable. And yeah, that's what we're going to start doing here. I don't care who gets beat up, you know, because it's like this.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, jeez.
That's because I'm good enough and I'm smart enough. Yeah, okay.
We just want some answers, and we don't seem to always be getting the answers, you know?
You just get patted on the head and told, oh, yeah, you're just not smart enough to understand what's going
on. There's a good reason
we can't tell you, and, you know, there's a lot of things that it's complicated, and, you know, we got to stay on those committees, and we got to keep the graph going. It was something else, and, you know, we got to, you know, get our federal subsidies. Oh, no, that wasn't it either. Anyway.
And it's very important that we get the answers and know what's going on.
Yeah, the answers are pretty prevalent, if you ask me, that the GOP is pretty much in the tank, old guard. I mean, you got, you know, here's a GOP chief is bailing out the surveillance state. Top Democrats say, well, you got McConnell up there, you know, pushing to give the government new authorities to snoop. Some civil libertarians are calling it the Patriot Act 2.0. And this is right up there with the Boehner and the McConnell team. And that's who our guy voted for to keep him in. Wait a minute. He's not one of us. I'm sorry. He's not our guy. He's actually their guy. So, do we have, a couple announcements or something?
Well, somebody wanted me to, remind everybody about the homecoming tonight at 6:30 at the Shasta Outlets for the gentlemen that are coming home from DC, the honor flight gentlemen. And so, again, I'm reminding you that's at 6:30 tonight at Shasta Outlets. At Anderson, and we'll be down by the Western clothing store. I can't think of the name of it.
So. Very good. All right.
So, yeah.
So
come out and show your support and give them a great welcome home.
So we have a caller on the line, May in Reading. Are you there, May?
Good morning.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Can I have you a question or a comment? Or?
I have a couple of websites if people wanted to look up some information. Actually, what they did the other day was split parts of that out. And they voted down one, but they also voted for another portion of it. And even though they said they voted the one portion down, the TSI, I believe it was, that where they're supposed to be helping the people that are put out of jobs because of any trade agreement. And they keep talking about being number one. How do you be number one and lead in the middle of a herd and you only have one vote? Anyway, American Jobs Alliance is a place where you can sign up and get a free phone call put through immediately to vote against it.
What
and
is
another
that again?
One is Jeff Sessions. Look at his website. He explains a lot of stuff that, and you're not looking at just one thing. They're going to come back next week and re-vote, according to Ryan. You've got H.R. 1314, TISA is the one that we really have to be concerned with, apparently, because if it doesn't pass, that locks up the other ones. And one other thing to look at is living agreement under this thing.
Can you repeat that first one again so they get it?
It was the American Job Alliance?
Correct.
And then also go to Jeff Sessions' website?
Yes.
And then what was the last one? Living?
Living Agreement. It doesn't come up on the website for me, but it's worked into, I think you'll find it in the Jeff Sessions stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot to be read. There's a Rosemary Jinx that really put on quite an extended description of what all was, at least the part she was able to see. I mean, you know.
Well, we appreciate the call in May. I mean, this is good information, and this is what we're talking about, we want information on this stuff, you know,
exactly.
so we can see what's going on. And what
exactly.
Everything I've seen so far indicates that this bill should never be passed ever.
You got it straight. You yeah. read it, and it'll scare you.
Yeah, and I think angry. You know, that's the other thing is the voters.
The voters
need to start getting angry out there.
That's why you've got to let people know what's going on. That's why I thought I'd call.
Very good.
Well, we appreciate that and giving us that information so we can get it out to the people.
Thank you for what you do.
All right, thanks,
thank
May.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
And it's people like May that we need.
Absolutely.
To call us in because there's so much information and start getting to the bottom of what's going on. Hopefully, that's what we're trying to do and to get the truth out there to what's going on.
I've got a couple other stories that I'd like to hit in the last few minutes. We've got the federal court order that orders Obama's IRS to answer Judicial Watch on Lerner's emails. This came in last week, calling on all conservative activist citizens and groups who were silenced and harassed by the Obama Internal Revenue Service in its run-up to the 2012 elections beyond. You should know that they have moved a few steps closer to holding the Obama administration accountable for its criminal misuse of the Federal Tax Collecting Agency. We are pleased to announce that Judge Emmett Sullivan of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia granted a Judicial Watch request to issue an order requiring the IRS to provide answers by June 12th. Okay, that was this last week. And they didn't provide the answers, so we'll see what's going to happen. They have up until, I think it's the 16th. I'm hoping that they're going to start holding these guys accountable and go to jail. And that's who they're talking about, is they're talking about Kosygin and Wilkins. And Wilkins is chief counsel from Obama. They know now this goes all the way to the top. So we'll stay tuned and see what happens. But I needed to get that out there. We have Red on the line.
Yeah, we have Red Smith on the line. Morning, Red.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're going.
The fun never stops.
I just wanted to
clean up and clarify a couple of things about this TPA and the different things that are going on with it.
Okay.
The vote that they took, they passed the TPA. Okay? They actually passed it by 8 votes. So if 4 guys would have swung the other way, it would have been deadlocked and died. What they did is they pulled the TAA out of it, which is the Trade Authorization Act. I mean, I know we've got a lot of acronyms going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they passed the bill, but then the Democrats pulled it out, and they and the Republicans overwhelmingly voted for that, which stalls the whole process. They have to vote again Tuesday. If the TAA does not pass, the TPA dies. Okay? And the Democrats have done this because I think at least if they haven't read the bills, their constituents have, and they actually listen to their constituents. Because, for an example, on Doug LaMalfa's campaign staffer's website, Erin Ryan, she posted the 10 myths of the TPA that basically says, oh, this is all nonsense. Everything that everybody is up in arms about is nonsense, and the media is generating this, and this is the game of division, and you don't believe what you're really being told. And I went and I looked at that, and I can refute all 10 things on there because I have actually read all 68 pages of that damn thing and gone through and understand exactly what it means. It absolutely 100% expands the World Trade Organization. It absolutely removes congressional authority and oversight and hands it to the executive branch. After the TPA passes, the only thing the executive branch has to do, the only power that Congress has, is to request a quarterly report on trade negotiations be filed to the House Ways and Means Committee. This is Congress surrendering everything to the executive branch. It is the destruction of American sovereignty because American corporations, intellectual properties, patents, copyrights go into international courts to be decided. Regulations and standards are going to change. Now, here's the interesting thing that's going on with this is these Congress people that have stood against the TPA, the longer they stand against TPA, their corporate sponsors are flooding their campaigns with money. Right now, the average price of a cost of a vote for the TPA is about $19,000. Okay? Now, just think about this clearly. Is a corporate sponsor going to spend money to get their representative to vote for something that is going to raise the standard of living in another country? Say you're a top-of-the-line athletic shoemaker, and you've got kids in Indonesia sewing your shoes together for 14 cents a day. Now, are you going to spend money to pass a law that is going to make those kids earn an American minimum wage to sew those shoes up? Or are you going to pay for something that's going to destroy the American way of life and the American standard of living and bring it down to that 14 cents a day? That's what the TPA is. That's what the TPP is. And anybody that tells you that it's not has either not read it or they are lying to your face.
So just for clarification, if they vote it down again, the TPA...
No, the TPA has passed.
Okay. I mean, what was the other one?
The TAA. The Trade Authorization Act. Does not pass Tuesday. It and the TPA die.
Okay.
Well, then
Until they bring it around again.
Then what I'm telling everybody out there to do is burn up their phone lines. You know, even if you don't think it's worth calling them because they won't answer and they don't care, burn them up anyway. Make those staffers as miserable as you possibly can. Fax in until it rolls the paper off onto the floor and they can't stand it. You know, these guys need to know that we are absolutely ticked off about this crap and we're not going to, you know, not going to take it anymore. Otherwise, if you're okay with it, just do nothing. Don't get angry. Watch our country go down the tube and do nothing.
And if you hope that they're going to vote correctly in the future, just let it go.
Well, make them understand and mean it. Say,
yes.
If you support this vote, okay, but you are going to die on that hill. If you vote for this, you are done.
Yeah, we're going to do everything in our power. We're going to do everything in our power to get them out of there.
Yeah, we're not going to give you the sucker or the lollipop and reward you for it.
And mean it.
And mean it. Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's the problem. And we're not going to take any more steps back. You know, that we're good for that. We forgive you, and now we'll step back, you know, a couple paces. We shouldn't do that anymore. People should not do that. Not let up now.
Yeah, and I wanted to kind of clarify that and understand, make people understand. The TPA is everything that its opposition is saying it is. For those of you that know me, the TPA is so bad, I actually called Nancy Pelosi's office and told them to thank her for voting against the TEA to stop the TPA. That's how bad this thing is.
Wow.
Well, there you go. And then we got Mr. LaMafia. You know, what more can you say? I mean, I guess all this doesn't matter as long as you get your rice subsidy and your rice farm is doing great while the rest of us go right down the tubes, I guess that's okay.
Well, he's been told that it's going to be good for agriculture.
Right.
I bet you if you asked him, though, he could not explain to you how it's going to be good for agriculture.
Good
question.
Because
what this does is it destroys trade tariffs and protections and food standards. That's why when you have free trade agreements, you get things from China like lead-based paint toys that poison our children and recycle condoms for hair ties.
Right.
Well, that's a little too much info for me there, Red.
We also have another caller on the line that wants to get in on this conversation. We got Nick from Reading. Nick?
Hello.
Good morning. What you got for us?
You might want to turn down your radio there, Nick.
It is down.
Very good. Okay.
My wife, Frances, just turned it down.
Oh, this is Dick, not Nick. I can tell that.
Mr. Wilkinson, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, I just want to remind you to remember a few years ago when Dick Dickerson was on the state assembly and Marisha Hansen was a state senator, and they both took some deal from the Democrats to vote along some tax deal. They voted in with the Democrats because they were bribed, and the next election they were both out.
Well, there you go. I did not know that. I was not here for that, but that's good to know.
Yeah, that's what happened. They both took a deal. As I remember, they voted along with the Democrats over some tax deal, but they were offered some kind of perks if they would vote. And both of them are out the next election.
Well, we have the best money or the best government money can buy. You know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But we need to start sending messages that we're not going to put up with this crap. And I don't care. You know, oh, you can vote 90% on all these other issues our way, and then on these big issues that are, you know, the defining issues that, you know, sink us or swim us, and they vote against us. You can't give them a pass. It's like it's total BS, and they need to know about it. Flood their office. You know, ring the phones off the hook until they can't stand it anymore. That's what we need to do.
Well, I called his office last week and said that, wishing that, hoping that he would vote no against them. But I didn't talk to him. I talked to some aide on the phone.
Well, that's
and what they'd say.
He said, "We'll tell them."
Yeah. The main thing there is that the phone calls need to keep coming. Keep those guys busy, and fax. We need to fax. Burn up their fax machines until they have to make these staffers stay late at night to clean up this thing, because that's what the staffers do. They go, "Oh, we don't want you to call in because we'll tell them all about it." But we don't call in because he knows already. Well, what they're doing is they're just taking it off their plate, so they don't have to do the work that they're being paid for to keep them there.
Well, maybe Lamont has a good reason why he voted, but it better be really good, right?
It better be really good. And you know what? If he wants to, we can bring him on the radio show so he can let the listeners know and everybody out there give an explanation why he voted the way he did.
Yeah. In detail, not just in vague terms that.
Yeah.
Too complicated for you knuckleheads to understand.
Yeah, we're just too dumb, but he's smart enough and
just roll over and play dead, folks.
Yeah. So that's it. I think the voters better start getting angry out there, and you better get your head pulled out of the complacency because if you don't, you're gonna have a problem.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Mr. Wilkinson. We appreciate it. And if you call in again and you get somebody and talk to them, and you can give us an update to what they tell you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I wasn't sure if I could say that, but I did.
Well, it slipped through anyway.
Anyway, yeah, kind of.
I know nothing.
Listen, on a couple other things we've got on here, Macedonia, that would be Greek, the Greek area. Central Bank blocks Greek bank withdrawals. We talked about this last week. And evidently, the governor, Dimitri Blogov, has stated that Greek banks are not able to withdraw cash. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, all of this will never happen.
Yeah.
So now they're not even letting them have a portion of their money. They're just saying,
It's called the bank holiday. Yeah. Mitt Romney talked about this when he was going to get elected, or he thought he was going to get elected. Yeah, we'll just have a bank holiday and solve the whole problem, because then we'll clean it all up. So anyway.
I guess with that, we got to go to a break. And when we come back, I guess we have a caller on the line. So with that. The number here is 530-605-4567. There we go.
And they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Raise
Pete's Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Gray's Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Gray's Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when
we're together.
Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Yeah.
That's how this
don't give up your day job, Mark.
Exactly. I don't know. My life isn't sunshine and lollipops right now.
It's like, shut up.
You know? But while you have it up on your computer, why don't you read the phone numbers for
contact? For the Reading office, it is
for
Doug LaMafia. That's 530-223-5898. And the fax machine is 223-5897. Again, that's 223-5898 for the phone and 223-5897 for the fax machine. The Washington DC office is 202-225-3076. And unbelievably, they don't have a fax office or a fax number for the Washington office. Wow. Auburn office, just in case you wanted to know, is 878. That'd be 530-878-5035. And the fax machine is 530-878-5037. The Orville office is Orville office is 530-534-7100. The fax machine there is 534-7800. Just in case you want to send your, sitting congressman, feelings. Show him your feelings.
Just want to talk to him. And with that, we have Roberta on the line. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. Well, it's time for everybody to have a fire line. And I have a phone tree, and I call 10 people, and they call 10 people.
Sweet.
If you can't do 10, do 5. If you can't do 5, for heaven's sake, do 2. But let's get busy and go to it.
Well, thank you, Roberta, for doing that. What a great idea.
If nothing else, we need to inflict some pain here, because that's the only thing these people seem to understand, is when we get so angry that we're not going to put up with it anymore and make them as miserable as possible until they start doing their job and what we're paying them for.
Yes, and would you repeat the Washington, D.C. number one more time, please?
Okay, I think I have it. Let's see right here. It is 202. 225-3076 is the phone line. They don't have a fax. Oh, just a coincidence, you do understand.
Thank you very much, and go to it, guys. I'm telling you, what would we do without you?
Well
thank you, Roberta.
We appreciate that.
And that was a great thing, the phone tree.
Yeah.
Like she said, even if it's just one person you call and that one person calls somebody.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yep.
Awesome.
We
Thank
need to
you.
Start holding our officials accountable and quit playing patty cake with them.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
Happy Father's Day, by the way, Mark.
Oh thank you. I appreciate it, Roberta.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we got about a minute left. What should we talk about?
Yeah, well, don't forget, tomorrow night at the Reading Tea Party, we are talking about raising the dams and the quarry, the gravel quarry out there in Mountain Gate.
Here's one good thing that the Republicans have done. This is from The Hill at thehill.com. Fast track kills jobs, drives down wages, and weakens competition. But House Republicans voted to propose a $838 million cut to the IRS.
Don't forget to be out at the Shasta Outlets tonight at 6:30 for homecoming.
Yay! So
there
you have it. So, $838 million cut from the IRS. That should be $838 billion as far as I'm concerned. Get rid of these guys. They're criminals, and they are a blight on society and the free market. So with that, remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
In Iowa, one day after her high-profile New York State kickoff to her presidential campaign, she's trying to build an organizational edge in the early caucus state. But Republicans like Chris Christie say she doesn't know the people.
I've done 146 town hall meetings in the last 5 years in New Jersey and around the country. Mrs. Clinton doesn't hear from anybody. She doesn't talk to anybody. She doesn't take questions from anybody. How would she know what real Americans are really concerned about?
Some of Clinton's lesser-known Democratic rivals agree they've been stumping in Iowa lately. A prosecutor says a prison employee accused of helping those two murderers escape from a northern New York prison had agreed to drive the men 7 hours away but backed out at the last minute. The Clinton County District Attorney telling CNN that Joyce Mitchell told investigators she knew where to pick the men up, but not exactly where they were going. The search for them continues. Hurricane Carlos approached.